USA Radio News with Wendy King.
And I always like to jokingly say, may the best woman win.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination at the South by Southwest Festival. Klobuchar says she's joking, there's no litmus test.
Many of them would be good, but I think that competition is good.
And there is plenty of that this weekend. Senator Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke are among those in Austin, as well as Senator Elizabeth Warren, who took a swipe at Bernie Sanders.
Somebody has to speak to what democratic socialism is.
You are not one.
And I'm not. And the centrists have to speak to whatever they are doing.
Don't forget, daylight savings time is beginning once again. Most Americans are springing forward, turning their clocks ahead right at 1 o'clock. Arizona and Hawaii are the states that opt out of daylight saving time. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Spring is on the way in less than 2 weeks, but even this late, the flu is still a big issue. KPIX-TV's Maria Medina has this report.
In California, 307 have died from the flu from September 30th to March 2nd. Two of those deaths in Santa Clara County, both adults under 65. The flu is hitting Roseville near Sacramento so hard, one hospital even set up a tent outside to accommodate the surge in patients.
A dispute between Southwest Airlines and its mechanics union has escalated to a new level. The FAA has warned them it could hurt Southwest Air's safety program. KCBS-TV's Sarah Donchi from Los Angeles.
In a letter, they're telling the two sides they need to get along or they could be endangering passengers. Their letter reads, in part, a breakdown in the relationship between the airline and the mechanics union raises concerns about the ongoing effectiveness of the airline's safety management system.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president spoke to reporters before leaving to Alabama. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump discussed the economy outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
Wages are going up, first time for many years. I talked about it during the campaign for over 20 years. So I'm happy about that. The economy is very, very strong.
And on North Korea?
Under the Obama administration, North Korea was a disaster. You were going to war, folks, whether you know it or not. You were going to war. There was no talking. There was testing. We didn't have our people back. We didn't have our great hostages back.
President Trump said he would be disappointed if North Korea were to resume weapons testing and reiterated his belief in his good relationship with its leader, Kim Jong-un, despite the collapse of a summit with him last week.
The U.S. Justice Department has conducted the largest ever worldwide elder fraud sweep involving more than 260 defendants. John Clemens reports.
Many of the defendants are being charged with being involved in technical support fraud as the criminals trick victims into giving remote access to their computers. It's usually under the premise of offering technical support, but it's a guise of getting financial information. Attorney General William Barr.
This is a particularly despicable crime because it's a massive and growing problem, and it's despicable because the people involved are vulnerable, and because of their stage in life, they don't have the opportunity frequently to recover.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.